Miracles of Today, Chapter 9, Episode of the Broken Fender. Intellect is the machinery that makes it possible to absorb intelligence. Many an individual is educated beyond his intellect. You are not educated when merely you are well-schooled. You are truly educated only when you are enlightened by inner truth. Brother Bill. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Matthew 12:36-37. Too many times people take themselves for granted. They use wrong phrases, they ask amiss, they ask and then take the wrong tangent, as though they were better able to do the thing themselves rather than let go and let God. When I say people, I include myself, as this episode will readily show. I had recently purchased a new car. It was one of those with long, sweeping rear fenders. So far, there were no scratches or bumps on the car, and of course I was trying to keep it that way. On one of our trips to the coast, we stopped in a town in which there was a fairly new hotel. There we had a good night's sleep. In the morning we asked the clerk to recommend a good café. He directed us to one on the main street, several blocks away. After paying our bill, we started for the café and asked the presence for a perfect parking place. We found the café all right, but in the block, which was a long one, we found no place to park. I was driving. I turned a corner and found no place to park there either. I went all the way around the block, and still no place to park. As I turned back onto the main street, we found a spot, evidently vacated while we were driving around the block. Locking the car after parking, I asked for a wall of light to protect it, for we had a good deal of equipment with us. Then we proceeded on our way down the long block to the café. Arriving, we entered and found that the only available space was a table next to a window facing the street. We accepted and sat chatting while we waited for a waitress to take our orders. One came promptly, and we ordered our breakfasts. The café was filled to capacity. The waitresses were all busy, and we considered ourselves fortunate in getting such good service. At that moment, a large truck, which had been parked just in front of the café, pulled out, leaving a beautiful space, enough for parking two cars. On a sudden impulse, I said to my companion, "Hold everything. I'll go get the car and park it up here." Fitting action to the words, I went out, walked the long block to the car, unlocked the door, and started the motor. When I got back to the place where the truck had been, I pulled up and started to back into the space. Now, I admit that I rather prided myself on knowing how to handle that car, but believe it or not, I had not noticed that in the space where I wanted to park my car, there was a large pole just on the curb, leaving no space at all for the rear fender to extend over the curb and the edge of the sidewalk, as is usual. Naturally, my new fender and the large pole collided. Net result? One badly bent fender. When I heard the crash of the crumpling fender, I stopped, pulled up, and viewed the extent of the damage. My beautiful car! I finished the parking of it, went back into the café, got myself quiet, and asked, "Mighty I Am Presence, why did that have to happen?" And the Presence answered clearly and promptly, "You asked for a perfect parking place, didn't you?" "Yes," I admitted. "Well, I gave it, did I not?" "Yes, but..." I started to make excuses for myself. "There are no buts. When you saw the place in front of the café, you presumed to believe you could watch and protect your car better than I. Now, as a penalty for your presumption, you may watch the crumpled fender for a time." And so I learned the hard way. It was 6 weeks before I had an opportunity to have that fender straightened. This recalls a beautiful statement of truth from some ancient writing. I do not quote the author nor the book, simply because I do not know the source. I do know it is beautiful and worth repeating. Here it is, presented as I recall it from memory. Stand aside in the coming battle, and though thou fightest, be thou not the warrior. Look for me, and let me fight in thee. Obey my orders for battle. Obey me as though I were thyself. My orders are thyself, for I am thyself, yet infinitely more than thee. Look always to me, lest in the fervor of the battle thou pass me, and think that thou art the fighter. I will not know thee, lest thou knowest me, and knowing me, look to me for all good things. If thy cry cometh to me, lo, I will fight in thee, and will fill the void in thee. Then shalt thou be unwearied. Without me thou shalt surely fail. With me thou cannot fail, for I am the presence.